Welcome back to the Bravo Dog Knowledge Podcast. I'm your host, Renee Erdman. I'm a certified dog trainer and behavior consultant and own bravodog.ca. Something that I wanted to talk about for quite some time is deprivation and the thought that dogs can become obsessed if they're deprived of certain things that they want access to. A good example would be if we completely restrict an animal's diet to one thing, which is maybe just their kibble, and they get no access to any other kind of food. There's no variety. That's it. The thought behind that, from what I can gather from people that I've worked with, clients, would be that if they start giving food outside, like giving human food, then we're opening up Pandora's box and it's just going to be an uncontrolled, crazy situation where their dogs are begging for human food all the time. So that would be the thought behind restricting an animal's diet to just their square meals or their kibble or whatever it is that they're being fed. So what I would say is that I would prefer to give my dog access to a variety of different foods, just like I like a variety of different foods, and give them access in ways that you're okay with. So for example, you've got begging in the kitchen. Well, maybe we could set up a bed on the perimeter of the kitchen, start working on a stay plan, and reinforce with the food that we're actually cooking with. So a couple of things is, one, we get a behavior that we like, and two, the animal gets access to that food that they want in an appropriate way. So to me, I like I said, I'd rather give an animal access to a variety of things in life, because it's, you know, again, comparing it to any organism, is that the variety is a good thing. So my argument would, you know, for restriction would be I'd rather not do that, because I think that can cause obsession, and it can also cause behaviors that we don't like. So you might have a dog that's seeking garbage on walks and putting things in their mouth, and you know, when somebody at the dog park does bring food into the dog park, they're mooching. Is it because they're not getting access to variety? That's something that I would question. So I don't want my animals to feel deprived, that's for sure. So I give them a variety of different foods, human foods, what we call human or consider human food, as well as their meals, so that they're getting the nutrition that they want. So I think the more you restrict things, the more those things become appealing. For me, if I completely restrict a food group, let's say carbs, that's not going to last very long, because I know that I really like them and enjoy them. And it's just that I almost become obsessed with them after that, because I'm getting restricted, right? So I think it's helpful to make these comparisons between animals and humans, and, you know, are we causing more problems by restricting things for our dogs? It's something that's in the back of my mind quite a bit. One thing to also consider would be, if we're restricting certain behaviors that come naturally for dogs, such as digging, or for some dogs, maybe it's swimming or it's chasing critters. If we're completely restricting those things, that's going to cause frustration for an animal. You're going to see the side effects of that, because they're going to be exposed to these things, and then they're not going to be allowed access to them. And then what's the result of that? We're going to see the behaviors that the humans don't like, which could be barking. It could be, if a dog doesn't have access to dig, then maybe when you turn their back, they are going to dig in a place that you really don't want them to, or tear something up that, you know, de-stuff something, or, you know, shred the pillows, because that's a natural instinct for them to do that. So I would encourage folks to find legal outlets for their dogs to practice natural behaviors, such as shredding things or, like I said, digging. Some ideas would be if they have that need to dissect toys, and you don't want to keep buying toy after toy, would be you can use old socks and sew up the ends and put stuffing in them, let them tear it apart, and then you just resew it. You also can get inexpensive toys that your dog can shred up and then repair them as well. As long as we don't have a dog that's consuming these toys, because we know that that's going to cause some medical issues, is give them access to more things to practice that natural behavior of shredding, dissecting, digging. Lots of dogs need to dig, so it's best to find a spot in your yard, if that's where it's happening, where you can direct them to perform that. And it can be reinforcing them with food if they go to the right spot, or prompting them and directing them to that spot, and digging yourself and showing them, hey, this is the spot, or burying some things for them to dig out. So shifting our thought process from how do I stop my dog from doing what comes naturally to them, to how can I give them an outlet to do this in a way that doesn't make me upset? And there are lots of ways that we can do that. So shifting the mindset, sometimes it's tough when we've been told that dogs should be a certain way, or they shouldn't do these things, or this is a naughty behavior, when really they're animals and they are performing behaviors that come naturally to them. One question you might have is, if I let my dog shred up this empty box, does that mean that they're going to do that for every box that they see? No, not necessarily. And I think that putting out things and letting your dog destroy them, for example, they can often differentiate between, hey, this is a box that is sitting here that is not, it's not being put out to play with, versus you taking a box out, encouraging them to destroy it, pulling it apart with them a little bit, and then after it's done, it's gone away. Dogs do have, from my experience, they do quite well at making those distinctions. And again, as I mentioned earlier, is you can set up training scenarios where the reinforcer is what they want access to anyways, you know, and then you've got that contingency in place where, okay, well, we do this little training routine every single time, and the result is that then you get to launch over to the sandbox, and it's digging time. Or, you know, we do this perimeter mat training around the kitchen, and you get reinforced with what I'm cooking with, or human food that I'm using. So you can set up these contingencies so that it's clear as to how they get access to that reinforcer, or that whatever it is, the box, the digging, you know, the off-leash time to chase that squirrel, whatever it is. So you can definitely leverage those things. And the dogs do a really good job of making those distinctions. Sometimes we don't make the connection that the reason why the dog is destroying the couch pillows every time we leave the home is because, well, there could be several reasons for that. But one might be that they're not getting access to de-stuff things that is a natural need for them. Of course, they could have separation issues, but that's totally a different story. But you have to look at these problem behaviors. You know, maybe the dog destroys books in the house, or it's hard to say, but I would often implore you to pull apart behavior problems and see if there's a genuine need there that is not being met, and that's why the dog is doing what they're doing. That's not always going to be the case, but sometimes it is. So dig deeper when we're looking at behavior problems that we want to make improvements upon, and see if there's something more to it. Behavior challenges with our dogs are often a result of their needs not being met. So it's not as simple as saying they're not getting enough exercise. There are lots of things that animals want access to that we're restricting, and it causes frustration and it causes other behavior problems that we don't like. Your dog may not get enough off-leash time to explore those critters that genetically they've been programmed to chase, and they're always on leash. And so now they're on leash and they're going nuts and they're barking at other dogs, they're chasing things that go by, they're pulling like crazy on the leash. Is that a result of the fact that their needs are not being met in other ways? And oftentimes that is the case. But I think we can become a little bit narrow-minded sometimes and think, oh, well, I just need to be more strict when we're on leash, and I need to teach him manners and skills. And it's not that simple. So there are lots of things that go into why our dogs behave the way that they do. And it's up to us to problem solve that and give them what they need. And the nice side effect to that is that we will enjoy spending our time with them much, much more. So those are my thoughts for today, everyone. And I want to wish everyone health. And I hope that everyone is doing well in these uncertain times. And you may be spending more time with your dog than normal. And just remember that there are silver linings to everything. And I hope that this podcast today gives you something to think about and you join us again next time. Don't forget to join us at bravodog.ca. I have a free body language course you're welcome to access, as well as tons of downloads, some of our favorite equipment, and even a reading list. So take care, and we'll see you next time.